They're going to say, excuse me, sir, did you have one or two vaccines?
Well, I think what they're going to have to do is the apps, the health apps that they have. It's called a Clear app or a Health Pass. And there are applications on your phone. It's kind of like some of the people board a plane with these on their phone. And that's what
the boarding pass, you mean? Or
what? No, you're not going to have to. Not like that. It's an app on your phone.
Okay.
Okay. So you go, and the usher says, "Well, we've got your ticket. Thank you very much. Now, where's your health verification? It'll be on your phone. And I guess if you don't have that, I mean, what are you going to do? What?
Honor system?
Good. They'll probably turn you around and say, "Hey, you can come in and watch the game. You got to go out and take another jab." But I've already been vaccinated. Well, you don't have proof of that. So very, very good questions being asked. And this is a whole new can of worms. I'm just afraid this is the beginning of 1984. It just is.
Wow.
It's not good. Not a good thing.
And the deal is, this thing, the Raiders, with their new policy, they are the first NFL team. You got to imagine other teams will follow suit, I would think. Would they not?
I would think some of them probably will. Who knows? Maybe even most of them will. But at least for now, there is a vaccine. You can get into the stadium. Don't have to wear a mask. But even if you have one of the two, you still have to wear a mask. And again, if you haven't been vaccinated, well, and you can't show proof on your phone, on your Clear app or Health Pass, I'm assuming, because we don't know what the enforcement is on this. We're in, I don't know, Gestapo territory here.
No, I mean, it really is. And you're making these poor people that are, you know, previously were just, you know, ushers, are now becoming the secret police of vaccines.
Right. And then you've got a 280-pound man with a Howie Long jersey on coming in. and you're
Raider gonna, Nation!
Yeah, and you're going to try to stop this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck with that.
This could get real, real interesting. We're going to continue to follow this story. This story is not going away. And I got to tell you, yesterday when we were going about this and listening to the governor, I was so confused, and so was the media. Some of the questions they asked were like, "Excuse me, you want to do what to whom?"
I couldn't follow it either. I had to look it over several times before we talked about it. Yeah,
well, it's going to be interesting to see how this thing plays out. But this is just bizarre. I'm going to open up our phone lines, and I want to find out what you think about this. You've heard what the new policy is from the governor. You've heard about it from the Raiders. And I want to hear from you. Is this going to keep you from going to the next Raiders home game, preseason or otherwise? Would you not go to the Monday night game to open up the season? I don't know. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. If you're a first-time caller, first-time callers get special treatment on Live and Local. And all you have to do is tell Gentleman Jim Dallas that you're a first-time caller. He will whisper it in my ear. I'll blab it to everybody. We'll give you some extra love. We will also move you up in line. And we'll take good care of you. We'll do that. Again, that number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. In case you're wondering, the news that we brought you at the top of the hour still holds. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas has tested positive for the COVID-19. And as such, is quarantining and says he's keeping apprised of everything going on with his state government. But now he's got COVID-19. And by the way, he is fully vaccinated. Go figure. We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 3:32, as we check out our traffic cams, good news. They did get that earlier crash on US 95 South at Rancho cleaned up. You're still pretty sluggish through there, though. Also, look out for a vehicle. It's on the shoulder, freeway shoulder 515 westbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. Some activity going on there. Also, moderate flow is working on the Beltway as we speak right now. 215 westbound at Gillespie, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. Those cones are still up, and of course, you're very slow. Four lanes become two on the 515 westbound. That's between Eastern and the Spaghetti Bowl all the way up to Las Vegas Boulevard.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. A big college hockey game is set to return to Las Vegas in 2022. It's going to be the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame game. It's going to take place on October 29th of 2022. And it's going to match up North Dakota against Arizona State. It will be played at T-Mobile Arena. The Raiders are going to require that all fans attending home games this year are vaccinated, and they are going to require proof. If you're not vaccinated, you can get your tickets refunded. Also, it is being reported that they are going to have a vaccination station, or if you go get a vaccination, you are then allowed to attend the game, but you will have to wear a mask. All other vaccinated people won't have to wear masks during games. This Sports Flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nana!
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So what do you make of all of this? We've got the governor coming out yesterday at 5. Shortly thereafter, it was the Raiders saying that we're going to become the first NFL team to essentially have a vaccine mandate, which is just strange that the Raiders would be so out front on this. I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Kevin?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, did you see there's another MAGA movement? That guy just came back on the C-17 cargo plane from Afghanistan, and they put him on Twitter right now, but guess who I found out who it was? He changed his name, though.
Oh.
He changed. It's Donald Trump, but he changed his name to Mohammed Trumpistan.
Oh, no.
And instead of Make America Great Again, it's Make Afghanistan Great Again.
There you go. That's what we need.
Hey, anything else? Thing, though, I want to talk about the mandate really quick. I got 2 points. You know, what good would it be to get the shot before the game? Is that going to stop any of the transmission in 5 minutes? No. Okay. But the problem is now, like Sisolak wants to propose, he wants to put everybody in the stadium that's got the jab. And you can take your mask off and, oh, everything's fine. But according to Dr. Zielinski and Dr. Malone, you are the shedder spreaders. You are the ones that are shedding this Delta variant. They better figure this scientific fact out. It is going too far along in the game. The BS needs to end. You are the shedder spreaders, especially if you got the Pfizer shot, because it's in the waning stage of the shot. It has zero immunity at this time, and it doesn't stop any transmission.
Well, and we have more evidence mounting. The governor of Texas testing positive. He was fully vaccinated, and yet he got the virus. What do you make
another
of that?
Example. Just another example. That's just making my point right there. Just like what happened out on Martha's Vineyard. Did you hear there's another variant out there now?
No.
It's called the Bama variant.
No.
It's called the Bama variant.
No, don't go there. Brady, thanks, man. Leave the comedy to the professionals. That's what I always say. Let's go to Lewis. Lewis, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Well, let me tell you something. Personally, I made the decision, and I knew this was coming well over a year ago. So over a year ago, I came to grips and to the conclusion that I may have taken my last international flight, I may have seen my last concert, and I may have seen my last sporting event, and I'm okay with it. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's down a dangerous path. All in the name of health and safety, if you will. I think this is going to be good for some people that otherwise maybe would not have had a chance to go to games, because I don't think that the venues and events will be sold out.
Do you think a 65,000? Do you think a 65,000? Seat stadium will have 65,000 people with vaccines in their arms. Do you think that'll happen, or do you think we'll end up with crowds of 32,000?
You know what? I don't know. But I do know this. I know that the nights are coming. The nights are next. And everybody just come to the conclusion, either A, the people have to rise up and do something about it, or B, we're going to continue this path quietly and gently into socialism. Because even though this is not the government mandating it, which mandates are illegal anyway, this is basically the government strong arm. Kevin, people are so desperate to go back to pre-COVID life, which we are never, ever going to return to pre-COVID life, because COVID is going to be with us forever. But
wow,
as soon as the masses and the feelings people realize that, hey, with disease, people die. And with disease, people are going to die that are close to me. And it's unfortunate for everybody else. Not everybody's going to shed a tear the same way I shed a tear because somebody close to me died because of a flu. It's unfortunate, but the sooner people can come to grips with that, and how they come to grips with that, I do not know. But I've already come to grips with that over a year ago, and I'm considered an insensitive person, and I'm okay with that. You know why, Kevin? Because I'm at peace with God, I'm at peace with my wife, I'm at peace with my family, and I'm at peace with my daughter and my friend.
Amen. Amen, brother.
We are not going down a good path, my friend.
Hey, Lois, thanks, man. I appreciate the call. You want to join us, want to be a part of the show? You can. You can replace Lois in the queue. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. We'll let you hear from Tucker Carlson because he got to the heart of the matter relative to Afghanistan. And it is, I agree with him that this is a colossal failure, what's going on in Afghanistan right now. And it's all America's fault. It's all Biden's fault. You can't blame this one on Trump. Can't blame this on the Afghan fighters. This is one that Biden owns. We'll tell you more about that. We'll let you hear Tucker Carlson in his own words explain it all. Coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get $20 off an AC recharge. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests. And without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So let's see. The Taliban saying that there will be a mass amnesty and that women have nothing to fear. How by a show of hands, and if you're driving, just give me a nod of the head. Keep both hands on the wheel. How many of you trust the Taliban for anything they say relative to what's going to happen beyond our exit from their country? That's a question, by the way, that I'll put to Captain Sam Brown, a Republican U.S. Senate candidate and former U.S. Army captain. We'll see if he believes the Taliban. Yeah, we'll see if he believes. One guy that I know does not, but he also doesn't believe Biden, and that's Tucker Carlson. And last night on his show, it was really good. American leaders, in the eyes of Tucker Carlson, failed in Afghanistan in so many ways. Listen to this.
Joe Biden went on television today, this afternoon, and talked to the country about Afghanistan. He said, among other things, that we had no choice but to leave. And on that question, he is right. The United States should have left Afghanistan 19 years ago when it became obvious that Osama bin Laden wasn't there and had fled to Pakistan. There was no reason to stay in the country. And the longer we remained, the worse it was always going to be. The question is, and the relevant question today, is how exactly do you get out? Just because something is necessary doesn't mean you get to ignore the details of it. If you learned you needed an emergency appendectomy, would it matter to you who performed the operation, a surgeon with a scalpel or a drunk guy with a pocket knife? Yes, it would matter to you. But it didn't matter to Joe Biden, apparently. He barely mentioned the withdrawal today. Biden did the necessary thing in the ugliest possible way. If you've been watching television during the day, you've probably seen this footage. It's terrified men in sandals clinging to the side of a C-17 as it attempts to leave Afghanistan. And this is the iconic photo of the moment. It's the final humiliating scene of the American occupation of Afghanistan. That means that after 20 years and trillions of dollars, our leaders couldn't manage to pull off an orderly retreat. They couldn't even secure a single runway. And that's the main lesson of the fall of Kabul. We are led by buffoons. They have no idea what they're doing. We know that now. They're imposters. Everything they touch turns to chaos, not just there, but here. These are the people who run the Amtrak station in Midtown Manhattan, the one that's filled with drug addicts. They're the people in charge of the power grid in the state of California. They have no useful skills. And yet somehow these same people assured us they were going to turn Stone Age Afghanistan into modern Belgium. Remembering it now is bitter and hilarious. At this point, our leaders are so discredited, they're running out of ways to criticize the Taliban. Is the Biden administration really going to attack the new government of Afghanistan for forcing women to cover their faces? Are American diplomats actually going to lecture Taliban leaders about toppling statues? Probably not going to happen. That's how much credibility our leaders have lost, how much moral authority they have squandered in the past 20 years.
Tucker Carlson has I think, hit on something that needs addressing. And that is the failure, the utter failure of America's leadership when it comes to Afghanistan. I mean, you wonder why you have these Afghan men clinging to the wheels of a rolling C-17. And what is purported to be bodies flying out of one of these to their death. And again, we have no confirmation, but that's what they're saying that is. And the fact is that Biden and his administration still don't get it. They still don't understand. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Coming up, Captain Sam Brown. He suffered severe burns and wounds when his vehicle was struck by an IED blast in Afghanistan in 2008. I'll bet you he has some very personal feelings about what we have been seeing, the optics of this C-117 trying to take off with Afghans clinging to the aircraft. I mean, this is... It's really sad, but I imagine he has some feelings that are deeper than what we have. And if you listen to some of the statements of some of the Gold Star families, they're angry. They're not just nostalgic. They lost loved ones in Afghanistan, and they're mad as hell. And they're not going to take it anymore. Captain Sam Brown will join us coming up at the top of the hour. Also, a little bit later on, Scott Hammond will join us. I bet you he'll have some thoughts of what's going on in Afghanistan. State Senator from Nevada District 18, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Oh, I can't wait to hear from her. Oh, my gosh. That will be something to behold. One of the things that we're going to get into, by the way, in our next hour, and I hope we have time for this, Chris Cuomo made his first statements about his brother having to resign as governor of New York. Andrew Cuomo last week resigned, and Chris Cuomo has been uniquely silent.